All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It's Thursday, January 7th. I'm Kathy Worser. Around 2:30 Central Time this morning, Congress formally affirmed Democrat Joe Biden's Electoral College win. After that, the president pledged an orderly transition. Two Minnesota Republican representatives, Jim Hagedorn and Michelle Fischbach, voted last night to throw out the Arizona votes, joining the pro-Trump House minority. Fischbach sent out a release that came just minutes before pro-Trump extremists burst into the Capitol, saying she believed there are too many allegations of voter fraud to certify the election. None of the claims of voter fraud, though, have been substantiated. While the nation's Capitol building was being stormed by a mob, hundreds of people gathered at the Minnesota State Capitol and then outside the governor's residence in St. Paul to express their support for Donald Trump. Tim Nelson has more.
Supporters of the president continued to insist that the election of Joe Biden was illegitimate and that they believed Trump would yet retain power for months to come. The demonstrations were peaceful, although a number of participants were carrying holstered handguns as they milled around in front of the home of Governor Tim Walz and his family. A line of state troopers carrying riot gear stood in the front yard as St. Paul police closed the pedestrian-jammed street to traffic. Demonstrators expressed both dismay toward and support for the mob that had stormed the U.S. Capitol. They also opposed Walz and the business restrictions he has imposed to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Tim Nelson.
In other news, Governor Tim Walz will allow bars and restaurants to resume limited indoor service starting Monday, as he also loosens up Minnesota's coronavirus restrictions on youth sports, gyms, entertainment venues, and churches. The dialing back returns bars and restaurants to about where they were before the governor imposed a pause in response to soaring cases back in November. So starting Monday, restaurants and bars can open at 50% capacity with no more than six people to a table or parties of two seated at the bar. Parties must be distanced 6 feet apart. A 10 p.m. service cutoff will remain in place. Cat Fire owns Cat's Blues and Billiards, which is an 8-table pool hall in Ely. She says she's been complying with shutdown orders, but that adjusting to ongoing uncertainty about what will be next is as difficult as closing her doors.
I just don't want to see this go on for the. I'd rather get out of this if I knew I should get out of it rather than just suffer and die. That's what the people, the small businesses owners, have to think about.
Kat says the 10 p.m. limit on service will also eliminate most of her business and that there are better ways to protect patrons from the coronavirus. As I mentioned, movie theaters, bowling alleys, and museums can reopen at 25% capacity. Amateur sports games can resume January 14th with spectators, but only up to 150 people in the stands for indoor sports. Meanwhile, infection rates are still pretty high in Minnesota. Yesterday, 2,346 infections were reported, including 67 deaths. Vaccination efforts at Minnesota nursing homes are slowing, and officials say it's because CVS Health and Walgreens don't have the technicians to administer the vaccines quickly, so some facilities are turning to local pharmacies. State health officials said yesterday they are still on track, though, to immunize all 500,000 healthcare workers and long-term care residents by the end of January. In sports, the Gopher men's basketball team lost to Michigan last night, 82-57. Gopher women's basketball team also lost to Iowa, 92-79. Regional weather forecast for the day ahead of us. Some freezing fog to contend with, and then more freezing fog this afternoon. Cloudy skies, too. Kind of a murky day. Highs will hover around 28 to near 30 degrees. Freezing fog overnight tonight, lows of 16 to 24 degrees. Tomorrow, more patchy freezing fog in the morning. Cloudy skies by tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 20s. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download the news app or turn on the radio. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worser.